It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Bill, we were talking about old board games, and I have to admit there's a great new game out there that everyone is talking about. And Bridget Carey from CNET is on the line. I got my household Nintendo Switch, and I am having a blast playing with that.
Are you playing the 1-2 Switch game?
Bill, if Bridget can explain this to you, it is a game that you can download. It's called 1-2 Switch. And basically what Nintendo Switch is a little kind of handheld console, but the two joysticks, or Joy-Cons as they're called, come off so various people can play. You can have a group of people play. And this 1-2 Switch, can you explain, like, shaking dice and you can feel it in the Joy-Con?
Yeah, there's really tiny, very sensitive vibrations that go throughout, like, the whole stick. So you can feel something, like, rolling imaginary, you know, if you shook it back and forth. So it's not just a regular, like, vibration.
Yeah.
It's actually, like, you know, haptic feedback throughout the whole thing. You know, it's that same buzz that everyone went crazy for when Wii Sports came out, because there's a different kind of way to play. I would say this is not necessarily the same, where, like, hey, let's all just, you know, play Wii Sports. It's more like quick hit little fun games on 1-2 Switch that last a few seconds apiece. And the whole point, where you're still holding something in your hand and waving it around, but you're looking at each other in the eye. You're not looking at the screen. So it's quick, be as still as you can, and quick, dance, and whoever danced the best, or, you know, and some of them are kind of very weird, I'm sure.
There's plate spinning.
Some of the weirdest ones.
There's plate spinning, where you have to move the little Joy-Con like you have a stick, and you're spinning a plate on it, and then you have to try and push the other person so their plate falls off. It's crazy, and it's fun for parties.
Yeah.
It really is.
And they're saying this is probably one of the best-selling consoles in Nintendo history. So some of the early reviews have been, this is fun, but why is this one game $50? It should have been included. It's the whole point of the system. You know, it kind of like shows off what's fun about it. But it's not stopping people from running out and getting it. It's hard to find.
I pre-ordered.
Smart move. Very smart move.
All right, so what else is going on in the way of Tech Tuesday? Google's got a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, tons of Google news this week. For one, well, you know, we always kind of count on Google searches to give us the answers to whatever we're looking for, but it's a good reminder that Google does not always get it right. So over the weekend, Google's criticized for giving bad answers and spouting conspiracy theories as fact when you prompt it with certain questions, like, is Obama planning a coup? And the answer is, yes, he is. He is conspiring with the Chinese. And then if you type in, are Republicans fascists? It goes, yes, Republicans equals Nazis. Da, da, da. What is it doing? All right. Google is looking, in some cases, for the first result in a news story, and a lot of these are fake news stories or crazy sites that just spat off conspiracy, you know, crazy talk, and it pulls it and highlights it huge, almost as a fact. So normally we use this to go, all right, Google, what's the best cookie recipe? And you might get a quick pull out of like a good recipe without having to click into a site. It's doing this, though, for some crazy prompts and fake news stories. And so everyone's going, wait, why is Google doing this for every type of thing? You know, shouldn't there be like some sort of like maintenance here?
Mm-hmm.
So this has been long talked about before. We've heard about this for years. You used to be able to type in are women evil, and the answer was yes because a site said so. You would type in, you know, where the dinosaurs, what happened to the dinosaurs, and it was like something about, you know, how they didn't really exist. But now, why are people bringing it up again? Because, well, not only are we always talking about fake news, but, you know, Google has its own version of Alexa and Siri. It's called Google Home. It's on some phones. It's like a little smart speaker. People started asking the smart speaker these crazy questions, and it was presenting that as fact. According to this, yes, Obama is planning a conspiracy with China, and then it ends. So normally when you're on the website, you're seeing a bunch of results. You might see one highlighted, but you have some context to know where it's coming from. But on Google Home, you're just talking to it, and it's just spouting off an answer as fact and leaving it as that. So that was the big kind of controversy, like where is the responsibility in having Google Home, you know, kind of be this voice telling you, you know, everything you need to know. They have apologized and said sometimes their little machine learning doesn't always get it right. But I would say, too, this goes beyond just crazy conspiracy fake news stories, because if you're going to type in some crazy things like, you know, are Republicans all fascists, well, you're going to get crazy back, right? You know,
it's not that's gonna true end up,
but also I started toying with the idea of, well, what about kids? What if kids had some crazy questions? So with my Amazon Alexa, I asked, where do babies come from? And Amazon goes, maybe you should ask mom and dad.
Oh, good answer.
I like that.
If you ask Google Home, it starts spouting off things about fallopian tubes and whatnot. Oh. So, you know, these are things to think about if you have kids in the house, too. Like, Google wants to give you these answers. It wants to just present facts quickly. And it's not necessarily judging if where it's coming from is the best source.
Bridget, why are Siri and Alexa able to filter out the false answers and Google Home not able to? What search engine are they doing differently?
Well, this is a matter of Google kind of taking that leap and saying, we're just going to have our computers find that first web result that matches your query with that crazy keyword and just kind of blow it out there as fact. It also was saying things like, if you asked, is Donald Trump paranoid? It would go, according to Slate, and it starts repeating a Slate opinion piece. Mm. Donald Trump is paranoid. Donald Trump is crazy. Da-da-da-da-da. He's mentally ill. And now Alexa and Apple Siri, they're not going through search engines that way. They're only doing certain program things. Like if you ask facts, how far is it from the Earth to the Moon? They pre-program some things like that. Or how many, you know, ounces in a gallon, mm-hmm. you know, those weird number things like that. Mm-hmm. Someone went through and combed through. They're not just randomly spitting out the first search result each time.
But see, in a way, that's what I like about Google, but I'm controlling my own search then. You know, mm-hmm. I can open what I want. I don't care what comes up.
Right.
But when you have somebody doing it for you, like Alexa or Siri or what have you, isn't it part of the programming thing, bottom line?
Right. And what Alexa and Siri do is to kind of get around being the voice of authority on this is the answer. They simply say, if you have your phone in front of you, I could do a search result on that query and show you what it is on your phone and see how they kind of got around saying what the fact is, but rather just are presenting you and you be the judge based on the search results. And that's that fine line that Google's walking. They know you don't have patience. You just want to hear the answer. Well, sometimes the answer will be an opinion article or worse.
Yeah, that's true. All right. And finally, real quickly, I know everybody except Bill loves an iPhone. I know a lot of people like Androids as well. How's the Google smartphone coming along and what's coming next for that?
Okay, so Google's Pixel phone, it used to be called Nexus, but if you're keeping track of this, but Pixel is very popular. It's one of the most popular Android phones right now, rave reviews, people love it. And so the big talk last week was, is there going to be another? And Google confirmed, yeah, we're working on Pixel 2. It's going to be a premium price. And so now the rumors are starting to come out from different sources. One blog says they have a document that says they're getting rid of the headphone jack, just like Apple did. Now, it's only one source, and, you know, companies test multiple things before they actually come out with something. So I wouldn't take it as gospel, but it certainly isn't far-fetched when you see what Apple did. Maybe others are also going to follow in those footsteps and make our lives annoying and make us have dongles and adapter ports.
Yeah, Bill never heard dongle till about 6 months ago.
No.
It's my favorite tech word.
They can cure that, though, right, if you have that?
You need the dongle.
Oh, you're supposed to have a dongle.
Yes.
I hope they don't cure it, then.
All right.
I just don't like it when it wiggles everywhere. I want a stiff dongle.
Well, you're a mom, for heaven's sakes.
A new mom.
Right, a new mom. You don't want your dongle showing.
Her name is Bridget Carey, and you can find her on CNET.com. And thank you so much, Bridget. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Bye, Bridget. All right, we'll take a quick break. Steve has the news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.